With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Voters in the school district of Rhinelander will decide in April whether the tech ed programs at Rhinelander High School and James Williams Middle School will be upgraded. The Board of Education voted unanimously last week to place the $26 million referendum on the ballot in the spring election. The money would pay for construction of additions and renovations at the high school and middle school. Superintendent Eric Burke said there isn't enough space at Rhinelander High School to accommodate the number of students interested in taking classes related to trades. Some of the equipment students are using was made in the 50s. The board's decision to move forward with the referendum followed a district-wide survey conducted last fall by School Perceptions, an education research firm. Nearly three-quarters of respondents said they would support the referendum. The current estimate would cost taxpayers $29 per $100,000 of property value, but that could fluctuate. An additional tech ed teacher was hired last fall, but Burke said there is so much interest in the program he could add more instructors. In the meantime, a $500,000 donation from Dr. Lee Swank to the tech ed program may be put to use this year to purchase equipment that would be above and beyond the referendum. The story is courtesy of the Star Journal. PBS Wisconsin's new documentary, Wisconsin's Scenic Treasures, The Northwoods, is focused on the unique natural beauty of the northern region of the state. We first told you about this documentary in 2021 as part of WXPR's The Stream. WXPR's Hannah Davis Reed spoke with the filmmakers about the project.
Those are birds calling back and forth in the Germaine Hemlock State Natural Area, recorded as part of PBS Wisconsin's newest pledge special. Wisconsin's Scenic Treasures, The Northwoods, is the second in a series of nature documentaries. You may remember their Southern Vistas film from 2021, which focused on wetlands, prairies, and even deserts in the southern part of the state. Emily Jolka is the program's field producer.
The project was born from the pandemic. A lot of our productions had to halt entirely, but we realized we could send shooters outside.
Wisconsin's Scenic Treasures, The Northwoods, is an hour long and highlights about 40 locations across the region.
And what felt really good about this process was we were able to tap into so much more of the community in order to work on it. The first one, we had to do so much by ourselves because of pandemic restrictions. This was really cool because we could go to the diners in between locations and talk to people and ask them what they liked about the area.
For a segment on Wisconsin's elk, the team was struggling to actually locate any herds on public land. So the DNR reached out to some neighbors.
It's kind of similar to if you have a family of raccoons in your backyard, these people know where the elk are. And so they called people and they were like, yeah, they're in our backyard right now.
The documentary identifies ecosystems and environments that are either at risk or just beloved by the community.
But I feel like we're capturing our state in a moment in time.
For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis Reed.
Wisconsin's Scenic Treasures, The Northwoods, aired on PBS Wisconsin last night. It'll also be available online after the broadcast. A 30-year-old man in Taylor County was shot in the thigh while hunting. It happened Friday in Rib Lake. The Wisconsin DNR says a 35-year-old man and his hunting party was shooting at a deer when he shot the victim. The man was taken to the hospital for treatment. In total, there were three hunting incidents this 9-day gun deer season and no fatalities. DNR Lieutenant Mike Weber said that was down from last year when the state had 8 incidents, including one death. In 6 of the last 10 seasons, there have been fatalities.
It can be dependent upon the year, but like I said before, really attribute some of those reduced rates to, the work of the hunter education program and those volunteer instructors. So focusing on, that safe firearm handling training.
While the 9-day gun deer season is over, there are still other hunting seasons throughout December. Weber encourages hunters to follow and practice firearm safety. A judge has dismissed claims by a liberal watchdog group that a panel researching the possible impeachment of a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice violated open meetings laws. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss asked 3 former Supreme Court justices to advise on whether he should pursue impeaching current Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Liberal watchdog group American Oversight filed a lawsuit alleging the panel worked in secret. It also sought records from Voss and the former justices. Dane County Circuit Judge Frank Remington dismissed the group's open meetings violation claims Tuesday. He found the group filed the lawsuit before giving prosecutors a chance to pursue the case. A man suspected of shooting into a vehicle as it was traveling on U.S. 51 says he wants to represent himself in court. Mike Leishner has the story.
Benny Green told the Marathon County judge that he doesn't want someone else defending him for now, but he will move forward with an attorney on standby as he faces one count of attempted homicide and several counts of recklessly endangering safety, along with charges related to an OWI for the October incident. Investigators say Green was tailgating a vehicle as they were northbound on 51, then pulled alongside them and fired a round into the car, injuring one person. A judge has ordered Green, who has not waived his right to a speedy trial, to undergo a mental competency evaluation as well. Further court action is scheduled for late December.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Wisconsin's largest city has seen recent debate over highway expansion plans amid environmental concerns. A new study suggests that for similar projects, impacts could be limited if narrower traffic lanes are prioritized. Mike Moen reports.
The expansion plan in Milwaukee involves a stretch of Interstate 94. Research from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health was more focused on urban roadways with speed limits of around 35 miles an hour. Dr. Shima Hamidi helped lead the study, which says switching from lane widths between 12 and 11 feet, long the norm, down to 9 feet helps reduce traffic collisions. She says it also leaves more room for options that don't involve vehicles.
It also will help many people to switch from driving to other modes of transportation, such as biking and walking, which could result in greenhouse gas emission reductions from transportation.
The study notes that with narrower lanes, people won't feel compelled to drive as fast and will be more alert. Hamidi says while this approach might slow traffic, past research shows minimal effects. That means these changes wouldn't cancel out environmental benefits. Other studies have shown expanding the number of lanes in general doesn't reduce congestion. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.